Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
All right, let's see if we can. Hey, Will, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Hey, sorry about that. Again, we're not always operating on all cylinders. Did you hear that Mike Lee was with us?
I did, yes.
So what do you remember? Did you call him Coach Lee or Mr. Lee back then?
Not really sure. It's been a while since I've talked to him, but he was our athletic director when we were there, and he'd always be at a bunch of our practices.
Yes. Well, of course, you know, back then, Roger, listen, I think, right, Mike, you guys were paying the players back then, even before NIL. I think if it was the case. I'm joking.
What'd you make back then, Will?
I'm joking. Will, listen, hey, I don't want to spend too much time looking back, but for the first time this year, you've had 2-3 games where things haven't gone perfectly for you. I just want to sort of see, check in and see frustration. I see when you come off the mound, when you haven't had a good outing, it irritates you. I know you're a competitor, as Mike was just saying. What's sort of your state of mind after these last 2-3 games where you haven't had what the kind of outings that you had previous throughout the rest of the season?
You just got to move on. The ball didn't really roll my way sometimes. You know, they had a ball sneak through here or there. And, yep. You know, I look on the bright side is I didn't really get, you know, smacked around the yard. So, you know, just a couple hits here and there. So just adjust, you know, refocus, you know, adjust where I'm throwing, you know, and that's about it.
You know, part of the problem with that. I mean, you've been so dominant. I mean, you've had such a high standard throughout the year, which is almost unsustainable. You figured sooner or later you would have those kind of things happen. And so, again, I would see you walk off the mound and thinking, you know, I know that that's irritating because you're a competitor and you want to win every time you're out there. But I think that's the perfect attitude to take is to flush it, and because you got to go back after the next trip and be your best. Now, you guys have Florida this weekend in Fayetteville, and Florida for years. Listen, that's been a great baseball program, and you got now Jack Caglione, what is 6'4", 220. There's more to the team than Jack, but I just wanted to hear your comments on him, and he's having, obviously, he's, you know, for 2 years in a row, he's been one of the best in the country at hitting home runs. Talk about him as a player and what you guys will do as a staff to deal with him.
I mean, yeah, he's an incredible player. You watch him, you can just tell he's a big leaguer playing in college, and He's got some pop in that bat, and it'll be fun to match up with him. And we haven't really gone over a scouting report yet. That's the thing we'll do today. And I just think our pitcher's going to do a good job of just trying to limit damage from what I've seen. He does a really good job at damage, so we'll do a good job at trying to limit that.
Not a typical Florida team, Roger. They're normally ranked a top 10, top 5 kind of team. They're not playing as well as a team, but they will come in with really a lot of good players, a lot of good athletes. I did want to ask about Tuesday night. Did you make the trip? I did not get a chance to watch because we had a prior commitment. A great night at Dickie Stevens, you know, right at 10,000 people. You guys take care of business. But I know I heard that Hagan Smith, I know Justin and them talked to them. He did not make the trip. Were you down here in Little Rock the other night?
Oh, yeah. It's always fun coming back for that one. I get to see a bunch of my family and friends who don't always get to travel up the bomb, and then it's kind of cool. I always see some kids from Bryant who make the trip to the game, so it's just cool getting to see all those guys.
Do they tell you, or do you know, like on a Tuesday night game, midweek game, that, hey, we don't want to use you Tuesday night, so, you know, you know you're not going to play, or do you always in the back of your mind saying there might be a chance that I have a chance to throw a few pitches?
They always, like, tell us, like, hey, we'll use you in this situation if it pops up, but if not, you shouldn't be throwing today. So, I don't remember the situation. I think the situation for me to throw this midweek would have been, like, extra innings. So, we usually know when we're throwing. We'll do a good job of telling us when we would come in.
We're visiting Will McIntyre, brought to you by Seth Boyd of Shelter Insurance. I was going to ask, since we've got Mike Lee here, you know, we were saying the other day, because we were in Saline County yesterday at the Coal Community Federal Credit Union, the Saline County baseball, and Brian in particular, in the state championships, and, well, you know, the program Will came
it's
out
of. It's baseball you.
Yeah, Mike, you know, you look at some of these players like Will McIntyre and think – you know, a lot of the success in Fayetteville is due to a lot of success in Bryant and even Benton.
For sure, Bryant has a long history of championships, winning baseball. Kirk Bach got that going off the ground. I think he won five, I believe, and now his son Garrett is at the helm at Bryant, and he's a fabulous young baseball coach. And you're right, people like Will, Blaine Knight,
yeah,
Evan Lee,
yeah.
Those guys have come through there, and they've made their mark on baseball in the state of Arkansas for sure.
Will, how many state championships did you win at Bryant when you were there? I should know that.
I was a part of one my freshman year, and I wasn't fortunate enough to be a part of any others, but we had a good run there, and it's always just a good program, and that program's always going to be competitive.
You know, I dated at the time, Roger, I was dating a young lady who had a son.
I remember that.
Playing baseball.
Date.
And now, listen, I love Kirk. Kirk is equally a good football coach as he is a baseball. He won the High School Brawls Award. But let me tell you, I don't know, Will, if this was the case when you were there. But my goodness, the practices would last from like 5 o'clock in the afternoon till 9 o'clock at night. I was like, come on, coach. Surely we can figure out a better way than to take 4 hours. This kid's got to study. But
did you say that out loud?
Is that the way it was, Will, with these long 3-4 hour practices? It worked. Hey, I can't take away the results because it did work. Right. But did you guys have those kind of practice hours when you were there?
Yeah, you know, we did. But I've come to really appreciate those practices. You know, in the moment, I just really enjoy them. But looking back on them, one, it was fun. You built a little brotherhood down there, and then. Two, we went over just every little thing you could do in baseball, and like the discipline and the and just like learning the little things about baseball, and they all build upon each other, and they build a character about you, and you build a little grit, and teach you how to work hard. And not every day is going to be easy, and so it teaches you. It's more about a life than anything. It's a grind, but it was worth it.
Boy, you can't have a better endorsement than that. Kirk Bach said, take that, Basil. Shut it.
That's exactly right.
Hey, well, Will, thanks for jumping on with us. Get after those Gators this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you all.
All right, go Hogs.
Good to hear from you, Will.